Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a pretty busy Fisherman's Landing, San Diego Landings in Point Loma here, talking some fishing and some great products with Kevin Nakata and Lane Killian from Fishing Rep.
Yeah, talking,
we haven't even ventured into some of the other lines that they carry. We've been talking about these baits, reels, and the rods and all kinds of good stuff. Yeah, so a lot more to talk about with Kevin.
No doubt. I mean, and these guys fish. Like, that's the thing, too. Like, I can't wait for the second hour. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun and taking a lot of your questions. Again, if you want to join us, it's 213-432-1090. Not a lot has changed in the phones, man. They are still packed up. We do have another full hour, and we're going to be taking a lot of your phone calls. 213-432-1090. Also, the text messages, I don't know how many texts we have. We're over 100 texts have piled through. But keep rolling, because we got a lot of great opportunities. Again, another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Texting the show, that option is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, free download, and as we talked about at the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter, and that's going to be decided by the coin flip at the end of the show, is going to have their choice of a brand new Bates low-profile CNC aluminum casting reel. Such a killer reel.
Wow.
And like Pete was mentioning, at the end of the show, Kevin's going to call you and just kind of go through the type of fishing that you like to do, what you're planning on doing, and just help you pick out the perfect model of the entire line that they carry with the Bates reels. So, yeah, a really fun show. Great stuff going on. We're just having a great time, man.
All right. Hey, let's find out what's biting with the catch report.
It is. It's that time in our FishDope.com report today. It's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish. There's spices, rubs, smoked cheese, the tuna burger, and the poke kit. It's all available at their location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Let's jump right into the catch report and talk to the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Kevin, Wayne. Great show this morning. Welcome back, Pete.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, buddy. So, nice weather for a change this weekend here, but it is the proverbial calm before the storm, man. The big wind forecast for midweek. So take advantage of these light winds, calm seas, and quite a bit of squid around right now, guys. Get out there. So with actual reports virtually non-existent because of the weather and conditions and the time of year. So we're going to take a little tour based on a lot of history and a little prognostication here. So I'll pass on speculating on Nick, since we know those cods out there are safe for another 6 weeks or so, but watch out when that opener comes around. Poor cods are going to get beat up badly. And SBI, I've never done much on yellows or bass there at this time of year, or usually fishing Catalina, but we did fish halibut up there quite a bit. And that halibut fishing can be outstanding at that island. A lot of big ones. In fact, I've caught my biggest one ever at that island. But the middle of the back and up above shag rock like that, 15 to 20 fathoms up there on those hard bottoms, squid or live mackerel on a dropper loop setup is the best way to go there. At San Clemente Island, no reports at all for quite some time now. But with all the squid elsewhere, it's probably a fair bet to check that zone outside the dunes, 15, 20 fathom. If the bait's there, which I would expect it is, you can imagine that you find some yellow sea bass and big halibut. That area is kind of a wintertime holdover zone. I think a lot of our stuff winters kind of in that area. And it could be good, weather permitting, which for right now, pretty decent weather. Catalina, slowly shaking off winter doldrums, man. Was really slow this winter over there. Halibut fishing's been pretty good, but the yellows and sea bass on the bait grounds, it's been tough, really tough. What's been caught has been pretty good size, though, mostly backside east. And yeah, definitely a slower start to the season than in years past. Good hooping, though. Lots of offshore still crawling around. And then offshore, now our weather's been brutal here the past 4, 5, 6 weeks like that. Coverage has been virtually non-existent. But there's some hints of bluefin around here and there. So with the better conditions and the fact that there's actually eyes on as we speak in several different areas, we are going to get a much better idea of what's around. And hopefully it is around, and hopefully it's biting. So we'll see, because we have several boats out poking around. So that's this week's report. And, you know, I was looking at Windy this morning. They did a great job with the wind forecast.
And yeah, they do.
Wednesday morning early. 35 knots in a channel between Long Beach and Catalina.
Sweet! So. Oh, you don't want to be there. But today, oh my gosh, today looks beautiful. So
yeah, thank God, finally.
Yeah, Monday, yeah, so get it in while you can.
Yep.
Just dress warm.
Yeah.
I can never remember, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's been colder winters here in San Diego, but I can't remember.
No, there's not.
This one sucks, man.
This one's been cold.
It's been cold and rainy and windy all winter long.
You know, the real culture shock was coming from summer in South America.
I'll bet
right?
it was.
Coming
yeah.
back here, it's like I've been freezing my butt.
I'll bet, man.
yeah. So, yeah, well, hey, you know, the good news is spring is just around the corner, Mark.
It's trying. And the update on the white flowers on the dogwood trees, they're hanging tough. They're not coming down this year yet. So
Ooh.
I think our season's going to be a little later getting started. The trees are absolutely loaded, but very little's falling off. But I imagine that wind Tuesday night, Wednesday will probably have something to do with getting those flowers down.
And this dogwood leaf report was brought to you by Pacific Edge Bait and Tackle. We're giving you the latest in the dogwood blooming tree.
Albacore. It's got to be an albacore year this year. Mm. I'm going with it.
You do it, Eaton?
Well, it feels like it should be, I'll tell you that.
It's cold enough, that's for damn sure.
Well, of course, fishdope.com. You can go see him at the show, at the Bart Hall show today and tomorrow. All the guys. Jeff and Jason, and I heard there was even going to be a celebrity appearance of Ali today.
Hey.
Coming back from Miami at the show, at the Bart Hall show at the fishdope.com and also BD Outdoors booth. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code hookup now. Now, Jason, I have it right from Jason. You can walk up to Jason or Jeff or one of the guys in the fishdope.com booth and tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You want to get a new membership to fishdope.com. And say hook up now, they'll give you $20 off on the spot right
that's
there
legit.
At the show.
That's a good deal.
And how do we find you, Mark?
B, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll have another report for you next week, guys. Get out and get something, though. We got good weather, finally.
Yeah. Nice, Mark. Good call, man. Great
Thanks,
report.
Mark. Appreciate that very much. Talk to you next week.
All right. Why don't we jump into the phones while we're waiting for our catch report to keep rolling along and talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Pete. I've got a question for Kevin about the Bates reels. Today's the first time I'd ever heard of them. So if I was to invest in a Bates reel, the things I'd be wondering about are what's the company's policy for service, maintenance, parts, repairs, warranty? Because sometime down the road, anything that moves is going to need some attention. And
that's
one
right.
other question I've got about the reel is the is what kind of cast control is built into it?
Great questions.
They are. Service centers are located around the states, and we have a one particular one we are going to work with here in California that we really are very interested in. So, you know, these are people, local people that are, you know, starting to, or that have been in the reel service industry for years. So very excited to do that and more to come on that. But we are going to have service centers here with people that are in our community. Aside from that, the warranty policy is 3 years right now on the reels.
Wow.
And yes. And he actually wants the reels back. So he wants to see what's going on and he'll send you a new reel.
Really?
No kidding.
Wow.
Yes.
So if something goes wrong with it?
Bearings aside. Now let's talk about bearings.
Yeah,
we're
not talking wear and tear, bearings and drags.
Right.
If something happens to the reel.
Right. If something happens to the reel, we're going to get it taken care of. And we want to know about it. So he's going to build a better design eventually, right? So anything that's a question or a reason why it would break, yeah, we want to know about it.
3 years.
3 years.
Wow.
Yes. It's incredible. Yeah. And then the other thing about the
and the cast control.
The cast control. The cast control is an air brake and a magnetic brake combination. Mm. There's no centrifugal. So the spool is naked. There's nothing on it. There's no parts on it. It's just extremely lightweight. But it's the compression of the air spinning and creating the when you first initially cast, there's going to be a consistency that's created right off the bat. And then it's the magnet's going to slow down the spool at the very end. So it reduces backlash. I will say that when you get this dialed in, you can get it dialed in so perfectly that you're casting your furthest distance. You might need to stop it like right at the end because it can keep going. It'll be very there's really minute changes. I mean, you've been casting it for a while now. Would you agree?
Oh yeah, for sure. Right now it's dialed to the point where I'm almost casting all the line off the spool.
Jeez, it's
pretty crazy. Yeah, like the other night I took it out at night and I was fishing it. And, you know, it's dark, so I'm not staring at the reel and I could feel the knot. From the end of my leg to my spool in my thumb. And I looked at it. It caught me off guard.
That's cool. Yeah.
Wow. So it actually has two cast control knobs. It has the standard one right near the Star Drag, but then it's got a really nicely designed finite cast control knob on the other side of the reel, right?
Right. One's the tension knob. Everyone's got that in the industry. The other one is you're going to have the differences in the industry, whether it's centrifugal where you have to adjust it on the spool, or you're going to have the outside with magnets, and this one has magnets.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. Got a great text here from our good buddy Arnie in Vista, which I want to stop down for just a second and thank Arnie and all the volunteers at CCA California that are helping out and making this Bart Hall show super successful for a CCA drive of for getting new members, which is really important now because of 30-30.
Absolutely.
30-30, they want to take 30% of the ocean away from us.
I actually have a quick thing about that. I'm sorry to run over Ronnie.
No.
I just wanted to explain what 30 by 30 is in the most simplest way.
Yes.
Everyone has a driver's license. What if I told you you couldn't drive on the 5 freeway?
Yeah.
Would you be upset?
Yeah, of course.
Everyone that fishes has a fishing license.
Right.
If I told you you couldn't access public water, how would you feel?
Well,
it's the same concept.
Wrong.
Right. So that's what's happening. Yeah. Well, you have a fishing license, but you're not able to go fish in the places that you should. You should be able to access publicly. So 30 by 30 is expanding upon this concept with MLPAs potentially being like the forerunner of this, and we need to prevent this from happening.
Yes.
If we want the future of the sport to exist, we need to make sure that kids are able to fish comfortably and not feel like they're just violating the law.
Yeah. And in order to do that, we need everybody to become a member of CCA California.
Correct.
Because we need the support of all anglers. Because the other side has a lot of support.
That's right.
And we're up against a huge battle here.
That's right.
And so we need all our guns loaded to go in. And we're making progress. Everybody goes, oh, we can't fight those guys. Yes, we can.
Oh, we already did.
And it's been very, very successful because what's happening is we're coming from factual sides.
That's correct.
They're coming from non-factual sides. So we're giving facts and science to the program, and the other side's just using emotions.
That's right.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. And you can fight emotions with facts.
That's the biggest gripe about the 30 by 30 is they want the 30% with no hard reason for it.
Right.
So, well, just because, you know, isn't an answer. Like, well, because we shouldn't, you know, like there's no plan for it. There's no proof that it's better or worse. Yeah. There's nothing. It's just because.
Yeah. Well, think about it. What if you were a surfer and you surfed the same place for the last two decades and one day they said, you can't surf here anymore because we're closing it off to you.
And that's actually a possibility, a probability.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But that's what they want to do with fishing.
And it's not just fishermen. It's hikers, bikers, private enterprise. All sorts of people are affected by this. It's public land in general.
Yeah. And this is the biggest battle yet. We've talked battles. CCA has been around for a decade now, I believe, in
2015,
California. Yeah. So close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked a lot of battles. This is our biggest one yet. So
absolutely.
That's why we need everybody. When you go to the Bart Hall show today or tomorrow, join CCA. You get in the show free. You get a big package. You get the membership included.
Tide Magazine.
Yeah, Tide Magazine. You get Tide Magazine, which is a great magazine. So get involved.
Absolutely.
That's the most important thing. And thank you, Kevin,
for
all that you do for CCA. Because I know your social media posts and all that you do is done wonders for our future.
I wish we could go on about just everything that CCA's done for the community. It would take probably a couple of hours, to be honest
yeah,
with you. So.
I know. So anyway, back to Arnie's text.
Yes. Here.
So he says, good morning, guys. Kevin, you are one of the most passionate anglers I've ever met. How did you get into fishing? And for those who don't know how fired up he gets, look at the YouTube video that Kevin catching a yellowtail off of La Jolla. That's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah. I think he's talking about the Facebook Live one that we did for CCA.
Oh,
yeah, I hooked two fish on there live in an hour, so it was cool.
In an hour.
Yeah, in an hour. It was. And I landed one, but it was interesting. I got into fishing when I was about two, and I grew into my what I would call my ultimate passion. I was just practicing casting a bait casting reel at like 5 years old in the backyard pool. I mean, I was really. I just felt like I was attached to it. I don't know how to really explain it. But to really find your way into the industry at a young age is very difficult. I will admit to that. This is a challenge because there's not a lot of places to grow unless you find something different to do, right? And or you come along, right? You bring someone in. Lane is definitely what I believe is the future, is people like him and anyone around 20 years old getting involved with a company or an organization and just learning. You don't need to come with any education or experience, but learning. And so, you know, just learning is a big thing. And I think that's what's given me the ability to try to kind of evolve as an angler or as a businessman, is to know that I don't know everything.
Yeah.
A lot. Nothing.
Always learning.
Always learning, yeah. Yes. So.
Elaine, how did you get into fishing?
I got to give credit to my dad for that one.
Okay.
Yeah, as a young kid, he told me, he's like, man, ever since you could walk, I threw a camelback on your back and handed you a rod, and we were hiking up and down the Owens River in Bishop.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's cool.
So you're a trout fisherman.
I started out kind of as a trout fisherman, but also back then, Laguna Beach was open, so we would go fish swim baits off the beach and stuff like that for, you know, small bass and halibut and that stuff.
You gave credit to your dad. I've got to give credit to my dad, too. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. Yeah.
Me too.
Same.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, thanks for that text. If you want to get through, there's one line open. It's been a busy morning. 213-432-1090. I guess we're going to miss Marcos. It's easy for us.
Well, you could probably go see him today at the Fred Hall show.
He's busy setting up at the Bart Hall show in the Seaforth booth.
I would bet that's probably what's going on.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
So that wraps up our catch report.
It does, and that's sponsored by our good friends over at Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. You can visit Don and Heidi and the Ann's and Knife crew today and tomorrow at the Bart Hall show in Del Mar. They're going to have a great selection of their famous fillet knives, along with knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting, made from high carbon steel, which holds a fantastic edge, and it's much easier to sharpen than a traditional stainless blade. Ann's and Knives offer the finest fillet knives ever produced. You can get a show special today at the Ann's and Knife booth at the Del Mar show at the Bart Hall Del Mar show.
As you walk in the exhibit hall, you'll see Shimano and Rancho Leonero right down the middle there. And then to the left of that, where Let's Talk Hookup used to be, that's Ann's and Knives.
Yeah.
They're right there on the corner. So go see Don and Heidi. They have a huge display of fantastic knives. So go see Don and Heidi today and tomorrow at the Bar Hill show.
I'll be seeing them right after the show. I'm heading up.
All right. Let's jump back into it, Rick.
Phones are packed. This time we're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always. So my question is, back in the day, Let's Talk Hookup would have trips, and you could go out, and they brought all the Shimano gear, and that's why I got hooked on Shimano. I go on a trip on the Queen in July that's sponsored by Daiwa, and they bring gear. Do you guys have any sponsor trips or anything like that where you would bring gear that we could actually, you know, try and stuff like that?
We actually have thought about doing more of like a demo event, like an in-person event that's with one of our retailers involved. I would love to show people in person what this is like. Obviously, no skin in the game. You don't have to buy anything. You just learn. It's an incredible way to be able to demonstrate the product in reality, what it's like. And I think that's a great point. We're working on it. I would say that the gear that we're looking at right in front of us is probably not the tuna grade gear. I wouldn't go after a 150 size or with a 150 size reel with the tuna, but who knows what happens in the future. We'll keep that in touch with everyone else, but yeah, I'd love to see a demo event happen one time.
It'll be fun. Hey, speaking of the fun events, I know that the I don't know if Carl got you the info because you were out of town, but the Liberty Trips got set up for Let's Talk.
Oh,
John,
the
talking
two-day
about
Liberty.
The yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah. People have been asking about it.
Yeah, so I have.
It would be nice if they told me.
Yeah, well, you were in another hemisphere,
yeah.
But it just reminded me when when you talked about those just the fun trips.
Yeah.
They just have giveaways and a lot of fun stuff.
Oh, a lot
but
of great stuff.
The 2-day Let's Talk hookup trips on the Liberty, limited load trips, 8:20 to 8:22. And then
August 22nd?
Yeah, August 22nd to 22, and then again October 16th through the 18th. Both two-day trips, both limited loads.
Limited to 25.
To 25 people,
yeah.
And they include permits, meals, everything. It's like all-inclusive trips. So, yeah, those ones sold out super fast last year. So
people have been asking about it, so there you go. Now you know.
It is officially on the book, you can book that on both August and October trips today.
Yeah, on fishermanslanding.com.
That's it.
Or you just call the landing.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll book it. Yeah. And we'll have it up on our Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page shortly.
Yeah, exactly.
Very, very, very shortly. Hey, I have a great text here, and thanks to Carl for putting that up, and thanks to Rick for letting us know.
Yeah.
Hey, when you get out of town and stuff.
Yeah, well, thanks to John for the reminder.
I've only been home for a week, so it's like I'm still catching up.
Yeah, no doubt. That was a real trip.
It was a big trip, yeah. Hey, guys, this is Darren and Menifee. Kevin, what is your go-to reel model for yellowtail at the Coronado Islands? 50-pound braid, specs, and you want a rod to match? What do you fish?
Good question.
It's going to happen this year. I mean, we're going to have good yellowtail fishing the Coronado Islands. I just have a feeling.
And let me throw in a bonus in for his question. What would the live bait and the lure rod be? So, like, one of these.
Yeah.
So, Darren, I know who you are, too, by the way. It's funny that you're texting like that. So I'll see you today. I think that the best setup that I would first focus in on is a jig stick. So in the Taipan rods, I would recommend either the Z90M or the Z90H or having both. One is a light rod, which is good for really small surface irons, which is a rare thing to find in this industry. There's very select models that might be around to throw something as small as like a Kicker 15, which is something we also rep, or even like a Taddy AA, something like that, right? A reference on what I'm talking about. And I throw straight braid now with the advent of so much technology that's built into it. We mentioned Trinidad's being one of those reels that are kind of helping you get to that level. But I would fish straight braid, and I know it's kind of against the grain with like what tradition is about. You guys are going to have Dan Wade on tomorrow, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Then he's going to have his own spin on what I'm talking about, and probably has had a lot more rail time than I have for sure. So listen in on tomorrow's show to find out even more information, but...
Danny Wade, the master, and he's bringing in a couple of captains with him, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be a couple of... Surface iron aficionado captains.
Yeah, this is going to be it'll be a really fun
tomorrow, 7 to 9,
no doubt.
And a bait rod, really quick. The bait rods, we make bait rods too. Taipan makes bait rods from 7 foot to 8 foot, and I just always am a fan of anything in the medium heavy range because you just never know. It could be a stud yellowtail you hook into on a bait, or you could hook into something else like a tuna. Random stuff at the islands happens all the time, so. The MH is going to be anywhere from 30 to 50 pound rod. It's perfect. Straight braid again and some fluorocarbon leader.
Perfect.
There you go.
That's all I like it.
The phones are packing up. One line open, 213-432-1009. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Tim? Tim's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Tim. How's the show?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, well, I got to the show yesterday, and I got to tell you, the first thing I did when I got there was locate Wayne Cotto and to renew my CCA membership. And, yes, I encourage everybody to do the same. After that, I had to go find the ANZA booth, and, boy, did it look familiar, Pete. But curiosity did get the best of me with the talk of these buddies' reels. And I was just checking them out online. They are absolutely gorgeous. But the star drag really caught my attention. I guess there's no mistaking that it's from Texas with that – Lone Star Drag. Now, where can I see those reels at the show? Because I'd like to see them in person.
They're going to be at the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Magazine Festival on March 2nd. They are not here at the Bart Hall show.
But they will be at the PCS show.
They will be there. We have a huge amount of stuff going to that show, by the way. So,
right. So you, are you going to have your own booth?
We actually have all our vendors, our manufacturers there in their own booths. Okay. And we have tackle stores that are carrying all the products. So come ready to go to that show. We are stacked. And okay. Yes, these reels will be there in okay. person.
All right. Is Bates going to actually have a booth or just at a tackle store?
No, it will just be in tackle stores. We will help everything we can to educate the customer. So come find us. We will make an announcement. You can check us out on Instagram, or even we'll probably put a post on our website to find us and get you traveled through that show. We're actually in the same hall as Fisherman's Landing. So when you come and
see the Hot Water Hall.
I believe you're in. Yeah. Yep. So we're in the same hall. So when you come and see Fisherman's Landing, you'll come and see us.
Building number one.
There it is.
Very good.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great text. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Captain Rollo's 2023 Grand Raffle tickets are now available, and we have an amazing promotion to kick off the new year. Bats and Enterprises have graciously donated several Rain Shadow custom rods. All of these rods include the materials that Batson is known for, with Rain Shadow blanks and Alps rod components. Captain Rollo's will be giving away these one-of-a-kind listeners. When you book a 23 Rollo raffle, you want into the best rod on. Only 100 books will sold. $4 will receive 5 grand raffle tickets for free. Just email Tim at Rollo.org or call Tim at 909-223-9631. Our thanks go out to Bill Batson and his team for making this promotion possible to get more kids on the water. Thank you to everyone for your support, and good luck.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. This is the first opportunity with an open phone line basically since the beginning of the show. You want to talk to Lane and Kevin and have your shot at winning your choice of a brand new Bates reel, 213-432-1090. Before we jump into the phones, I had a great text come through. This is, good morning, guys. I'm new to San Diego fishing and trying to set up fish processing for a trip I have on the Shogun returning on a Sunday in April. All the processors I've been contacting are not open on Sunday. Mondays this early in the season. Have you had any experience with the guys extending their hours when the fishing demands it? That's from Troy in Costa Mesa. Troy, I shot a text to Sean from Fisherman's Processing during the show, and 100% when the Shogun comes back from a fishing trip, they will be there. So even if off-season hours don't have them there at a regular time, when your trip particular comes, they will be there. However, even in April, he highly recommended you texting to make that reservation. We talked about it earlier in the show, but it's 619-255-3128. So,
but yeah, Fisherman's Processing will cover you.
Yeah, they you know, I talked to them directly. They will be there, all processing available for you.
So. Yeah, very good. All right, good question. I got another great text here, and it's from Alfredo. Texting us from El Cajon, and he says, just want to say I met Lane at Dana Landing and Kevin at Fisherman's Landing, and they are genuinely nice guys. I texted fishing reps through Instagram about Warbait rods and the other day, and Kevin messaged me back immediately saying I can call them for any questions. You don't see that type of customer service anymore these days. Love your show and fishing reps.
Nice job, guys.
On there. Yeah,
that was a couple days ago that we had that. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. So you have a pretty active Instagram, Facebook type of thing, or is it just Instagram?
No, we do everything. I mean, I'm not super active on Facebook. My clientele or my customers, I'm kind of reaching out to Lane's generation and making sure that
not old guys like me.
Well, you know, even then we have a YouTube.
I like Lane's generation. Yeah. You know, Kevin's just, you know, ages older than Lane.
God distance myself, you know. you can find us in all sorts of ways, but yes, we do communicate very rapidly with everyone that's in, you know, involved with what our business is, whether it's the customer or the dealer. We always want to reach out and make sure that we get as much product education out as we can.
So Instagram, where will we find you?
Fishing reps everywhere. That's where we have that on every
and that's your website, fishingreps.com.
fishingreps.com. It's on YouTube, Fishing Reps. It's on we have a Spotify. We're gonna grow that eventually, but it does have articles on there that we basically we have like audio books, so you don't even have to read our articles, you can listen to them, and we'll grow that some more. But yeah, come find us. We can communicate to you all sorts of ways. We are very proactive on making sure that you're ready to buy something that we represent.
All right.
That's awesome, man. Cool. I dig it. Well, the phones are packed up. We're going to jump right back in and talk to John. He's called us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, well, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Kevin, it's more of a touchy-feely question, not so much technical, but, you know, with your experience as a kayak fishing guide and staff member with Hobie, if you have your own personal free time now, do you still like fishing? What's your preference, fishing from a yak or in a skiff?
Well, I have both. So I would say that they both have a very particular place and time right now for in my fishing, the times that I get to go fishing, whether it's with Lane or myself. I still love sight fishing for yellowtail, but I get to do it for myself now, so it's even more fun. I get to go and do what I started doing without getting paid for it. And then the tuna foamer stuff, I just love that stuff. When I bring a guy that's like as hyped as, you know, the guy next to me, Lane.
Yeah.
It makes it more fun, so.
Well, I like taking you on my boat, man, because you are like, not only are you good at spotting them, but also you can get to them, too.
Yes. We've had some awesome trips on your boat.
Yeah, oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back on field research anytime soon, so.
For sure, yeah. No, these guys can fish. That's the thing. They walk the walk and talk the talk. So if you want information, you want to know about products, these guys know their stuff.
That's why we call it Fishing Reps in the beginning, by the way.
I like that. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's keep it rolling and talk to Steve. Steve K is calling us from Orange County this morning. Hi, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. Kevin and Lane, wow, do you guys get everyone pumped up? Lane, I've been out fishing through the nights for the last couple of weeks, watching you on Instagram. You got me really psyched. And Kevin, I was wondering if you're going to be doing any more of those live fishing shows like you did last year. Those were really great.
Yes. I think that more or less you're going to see a lot of Lane fishing because he has a very excitable personality. I'd love to show that off some more. But yes, I would love to do more live fishing. Actually, we'll probably end up starting to do more YouTube. So if you
explain
wanna...
a little bit what Steve's talking about. What was the live fishing?
So I had a lot of time and I was fishing a lot, and a lot of it was either done in the bays or something like that. And him and I, Lane and I, do a lot of content together, and just being able to literally turn the Instagram live on and just start catching fish. I mean, I went out there La Jolla some days just throwing the jig around for hours, and I would just go live and
really?
Just let people watch. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, maybe so you catch them, maybe you don't. But
some days it's good. And
how cool!
It's not,
that's
you
fun.
Yeah,
and
well,
you do the same when you're on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I haven't done it on the wall yet. That's a good idea.
Too
yeah.
many secrets
I gotta,
there.
I mean, there's some secrets, but it's
he's been live in bay and all sorts of stuff. We actually like when we first really had some. We had a lot more fun when I used to fish. By the way, I used to fish a lot more.
Kevin works a lot.
Like, I
work
a lot. Yeah. So Lane used to we both would go live at the same time because you can do that on Instagram. So like we're talking a bunch of smack between each other and trying to catch more outcatch each other, you know. And,
oh yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah,
it's cool too. I mean, even if the fishing's not too hot, you know, there's always people that you know send questions in, or someone will recognize your spot and say like, oh, I fished right there. You should try this spot over here, and you know, it's like the connection thing that adds to the fun. That's
I think cool. We should go back and do that some more. Absolutely.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, so, let's do it.
I didn't even know there's an Instagram live.
Yes.
You just like...
You want to do one
like,
with us?
I don't know. I just like... So you actually... On Instagram, you can watch like a live feed.
Yes. Sure. It's, and yeah. they can,
I know that you have... I've seen Facebook Live. The same thing, right?
I mean, Rockhart's probably got his input, too. I mean, how many do you watch? Do you see a bunch every...
Yeah, they come up all the time. Sure.
You can... All sorts of stuff comes up, too.
Totally.
I mean...
Yeah.
Whatever you're interested in, there's a profile out there that someone's
all
doing
right.
it, you know, and we just do fishing a lot.
Watching you guys fish, well, that'd be great.
It's fun.
Yeah, learn some stuff. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Rick.
This one is a good text from Dave in San Diego. It says, guys, we've touched on it a little bit, but I'm very interested in the new Warbaits rods. Can Kevin talk a little bit about those? Lane, what's your input? That's all from Dave in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, the Warbaits rods are epic. So basically what happened is... Afrin from Warbaits and Simon from Taipan, they came together, thanks to Kevin, and they kind of figured out what they like and what they don't like in a rod, and they just got the parts and put it together. The thing, it's epic. It's a premium rod. The sensitivity is insane, just like, you know, we talked about earlier with the blank construction and whatnot. But, yeah, all the guides, the Fuji guides, they got the Fuji reel seats. It's all designed by Afrin and Simon, and it's a fishing machine.
Let me put some hype out there. We're only going to have 100 rods at PCS, and they're marked for their first edition from 00 out of 20 all the way to 20 out of 20 for the 5 models we're going to have available. We expect these to just get blown out hopefully the first day, hopefully even quicker than that. So if you're interested in getting one of these, they're going to be at the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Festival. March 2nd, you're going to want to be there in line very early because they're going to be very limited in quantities. Lane's been fishing it for how many weeks now?
2-3 weeks.
Yeah, and he's had a few models. I would honestly say they're very different, and you should come with a buyer's mentality, not just bring your wallet, but also come with the expectation that these rods are different and that they are way advanced than what we think the competition is out there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Come take a look.
Pick them up. Feel them. Like you'll be impressed. From the first second you pick one up, you'll know what we're talking about. You'll understand.
Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for that text. Here's another text here, and he didn't leave his first name, but he left his email, so we're going to call him DJ.
All right, I like that.
And it says, Kevin is one of the nicest, fishiest guys I know. Taught me how to tie my first knot at Turner's many years ago.
Wow.
What is his current go-to knot for braid, fluorocarbon, and terminal connection?
Oh, that's a good question.
A good question.
Yeah.
Come on, give us your first name. DJ. We got your phone number. We're
like
just calling
it.
Them DJ.
I like that. My favorite knot is a improved Albright. I'm not sure that it's the actual. I think it's a reverse improved Albright where the braid's wrapping on, not the fluoro, the mono. But is that kind of correct? Am I right? Is it an Albright, a reverse improved Albright? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I mean. An Albright is a single direction knot where you make a loop with one end, you go up and you wrap all the way up, and then you finish the knot by going the same direction you tied, and then they call it a modified or an improved Albright where you'd be wrap up and then you would wrap back over the top of those wraps and finish at the same side that you started on.
Right.
Which is what a lot of people also refer to an RP knot. They're slightly different, but you know, same same idea. You know, loop on one end, wrapping the braid over the top of the loop, going up one direction, going back over the other direction, and coming out that bottom side.
And I tied this knot for like more than a decade, so I don't even know what it's called. I just do it, right? Mm-hmm. So, but anyways, I've tied it, and that's what I tie. I'm sure that one thing that Afrin from War Baits really taught me, or said in a seminar that I really connected with, is if you tie a knot really well and you tie that knot over time, you're going to learn that knot better than any other knot you're gonna try.
Totally
so,
true.
Yeah.
The best
what about terminal day. Knot?
Terminal, I just use San Diego Jam.
San Diego.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What that's, about you? What are you doing, Lane?
He mentioned that's exactly what I do. But I knew
San Diego Jam.
Yep, San Diego Jam, and then the connection I always knew was the RP.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay.
The RP knot.
Same.
It, yeah. When you look at mine, does it look like yours?
It looks longer.
Okay.
The RP knot or the Albright?
Well, so that's what I'm saying. I don't really know what to call it.
Modified versions of the same thing. You know, RP knot goes up and back, and Albright just goes one direction.
Yeah.
Albright in Spectra, just fine also, but with going one direction, you just want to increase the amount of wraps you do. We always said that in the beginning days of tying braided lines. It, you know, you can always tie the same knots. You just want to put more wraps on them because they're a little more slicker, little more slick and slippery, and it usually takes more wraps for those things to seat down. And an Albright still works perfectly fine, single direction. Direction, but instead of doing 5 to 7 wraps, you want to do 10 or 15 wraps and really cinch that thing down. With an RP knot, you're kind of doing the same number of wraps. You're just going, instead of doing 10 turns, you're going up 5 and you're doing back 5. Or instead of doing 12, you're doing up 6 and back 6. Whatever is your fancy. But you know.
One thing I learned from the professor, Chris Minnick, on the RP knot is he finishes the knot. Instead of going once through the end loop, he goes 3 times through the end loop, and there's less slip. And I've been using that, and I personally think it makes it a better knot, just on my own part. Now, I don't know. I've never tied it on 100-pound, so I don't know. Maybe that wouldn't be possible on 100-pound, but on, you know, 30, 40, 50, it works.
It's all about how you cinch that knot up to, because if the knot is cinched to the point where it's, you know, kind of turned translucent and binds down, it's not going to slip. Regardless, you know what I mean. Like, I don't think that doing that is ever going to be a bad thing. Pros and cons to everything.
Sure.
Pro being you've got more wraps going through, so it would have to back through all of those wraps for it to slide out. The con being now you've got 3 loops of Spectra, so the nub is a little bit bigger going through the guides. I think that is a great fail-safe and, you know, never anything bad. I used to not ever cinch that knot down with dowels. I always just used my hands. And then I started using dowels, and I think one pass through those dowels, it tightens up so slick and so tight that I just think that it ties better. And I never used to do that before with any type of knot. And I think it's all about cinching it down. I do.
It's funny you mentioned that. I've actually been thinking about that because most of the bass fishing I do, I'm using 60-pound fluoro. And, you know, you tie it with your hands, and you start cutting your hands up like crazy.
Like pulling it.
I've been considering getting the dowels.
We tie, you know, thousands of that knot a day during the season with everybody coming through here. And everybody's different. I don't think it's a necessity, but for me, I think it seats better when you do that.
That's a very good tip.
I
better go get some dowels.
Yeah, here you go.
Hey, let's jump back on the phone.
That sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to Alexis calling from San Diego? Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and I hope everybody has their coffee. My name is Alexis, and I have a question on the PK5 that they're using for bass fishing. I see a lot of guys using them right now. I wanted to see what color you recommend for bass.
Excellent.
For
and explain the PK5
what is
for people that don't know.
Yes, well, I'll have the master over here take it away. But congratulations on getting through, Alexis. I know you've been trying.
That's funny.
Man, that PK5 is quite the bait.
Weedless swim bait.
Yes, so it is a weedless swim bait.
And made by?
It's made by Kicker Fishing.
Okay.
So they also make surface irons and things of that nature.
Yep.
But, so they come in a 5, a 7, and a 9-inch model. They have a variety of colors, which is cool because their colors are actually slightly different than, you know, a lot of the natural colors that you see coming out from these other companies. Like they have a pink and they have a purple and they got, you know, but they also have the baby bass and they got, you know, the bait fish and stuff like that. So they do cover a wide variety of colors, but the PK5, it's a super durable bait. The material that they use is a little bit harder, I would say, than most baits out there, meaning the action is completely different. Like the thing's got crazy body roll. I fish it pretty much exclusively on the neck breaker. Which is, you know, already
a war-based product.
Yes, which is already an awesome application for pretty much all things plastic. But Yeah, it's a super durable bait. It's got great body roll. Some would refer to it as like a shimmer that's got crazy tail thump. And yeah, there's endless ways you can fish it. You can fish it weedless in the kelp on the surface. You can, you know, and
freshwater bass with it too. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of application for that.
Explain you said you fish it with a neck breaker. Explain that too. That's a new thing.
Yeah. So a Warbait's it's a Warbait's product. It's a Warbait's neck breaker. It's kind of
you would dig this thing, Pete.
It's kind of similar to like a lead head in a sense, but it's the Warbait's head, their signature shape, and you know the way it looks. And then on the back of that, it's got a ring coming out of it that goes to a split ring and then to like a gamakatsu hook or like an owner hook.
Imagine a weedless style hook that you're used to fishing, either weedless swim bait, that's like almost like a jointed, you know, like a jointed hard bait would be. Okay. But you have your lead head at the front and then a joint and then a weedless hook at the back. So it just really allows the bait to
really
like you said, to shimmer and wiggle around, but still keep a total weedless hook, but then also have a full-size lead head so you can cast the thing a long way. And if you're swimming it over a heavy cover or something like that and you want to drop it into a hole, you have a full weight forward heavy lead head that drags the thing down and lets it swim, but then stays crazy weedless because you've got a weedless style hook in there.
And that's called what?
A Warbait's neck breaker.
Warbait's, and you guys rep Warbait's too.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Yes, we're the reps. And also, you can get that at Fisherman's Landing. They're stacked with inventory.
Are they?
Oh, yes.
The neck breaker.
Yes. And they come in three colors, actually four colors.
And what
colors
size?
Now. 1/8 ounce all the way up to 1 ounce.
Okay.
So, amazing.
And what's your favorite to fish? What size?
Oh, man, it just depends. But if we're going for the wall, like we'll say bass fishing, I'd say 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce, depending on the, you know, the wind and the current and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, very good. Hey, good questions. I'm learning stuff.
Yeah, and that's a good one.
Yeah, learning stuff. Do you have a good one?
I thought this was a good text, and I'd really like the boys' take on it. It says, good morning, gang. Kevin, what's your best explanation as to why there are no 2-speed spinning reels available in major reel manufacturers' inventory? That's from Kevin in San Clemente.
Right. That's actually, I don't know how many people have actually tackled that question. I think one reason why you won't see that is because a gearbox on a spinning reel is already very large.
Yeah.
If you've ever opened up a spinning reel, it's extremely complicated, that mechanism. And it's like it's really actually like a transmission of a car, to be honest with you. And I don't think you see a lot of that because if you increased and added more gears to a spinning reel, I think it would add complexity, not just the design, but also that design might, you know, have failures. So maybe it'll come up one day. I'm sure that it's an interesting idea. I don't know about the application. First of all, we have to get more people fishing spinning reels over here in the first place. But
most important thing when you're fishing spinning reels, power.
Yes.
So that's why you move up to a better quality spinning reel when you're fishing for big fish, right?
And lower gear ratios, yeah. I mean, it's already challenging enough to lift on the rod when you have different actions on a spinning rod, but they do offer something special. I think they have a place.
Going back again, like we talked about earlier, too, frame construction, huge in spinning. Like, it's just difficult to keep your torque in there, and those things are just made to flex. So, you know, your high-end spinning reels, a lot of what you're paying for is real high-end frame construction. Very sturdy frames. Don't allow the micro flex to happen. That's where all your torque gets, you know,
like we were talking about with the Bates reels.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Real quick, Chef Jeff, who's our great chef,
he
did a great recipe on our Let's Talk Hookup email blast this past week, and I'll have that up on the Let's Talk Hookup website real soon. He wants to know about reel classifications and 150. 200, 500. Does it have to do anything with line size?
I think it's line capacity is really the size range. And I think it also gets kind of caught into the model of the reel. So 150s are very small. 500s are giants compared to 150s.
Uh-huh.
But I would think it's the size of the spool or the capacity. Is that right?
I don't have an answer.
I mean, why do they call it a 150 reel? Just because they do, right?
That's what they do.
Yeah, I don't have an answer. I just don't know.
I'll
always tell you when I know it. I'll always tell you when I don't. I have no idea.
A Ford F-150, a Ford 350, right?
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, it's just a bigger reel.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bigger hook truck.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's getting one of those killer trucks. We're giving away a Bates reel of your choice when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's coming soon. The most exciting sports show of the year. The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show. March 2nd to the 5th at the O.C. Barron Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven buildings of the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet. Plus seminars and a free kids trampoline. This year, the PCS show has added freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to fishing travel destinations or full days Thursday, March 2nd to Sunday, March 5th. The 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the O.C. Barron Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it. For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Point flip was.
All right, congratulations, Alfredo in El Cajon. You have got yourself a brand new bait reel of your choice. Congratulations.
All right. Hey, congratulations. And fishingreps.com, right?
Fishingreps.com, and we'll see you at the shows. Come and see us today at the Bart Hall Show right in front of the CCA booth.
And we just heard from Bob Hoos there. He'll be at the Bart Hall Show in the Costa booth. We saw Bob Hoos yesterday.
That's awesome.
And that was great.
Great. I can't wait, man. I'm on my way.
Great. So we'll see you there. And guys,
great job, you guys. This was
fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. Great to meet you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Bright future in this lane.
And, hey, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks to JP for manning the phones. Thanks to Adam for all he does. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Danny Wade and friends. We'll see who his friends are. It's going to be some really good friends, but I'll tell you what.
I know Danny's planning on bringing several boat captains from the fleet.
So we got a couple boat captains coming in, and it's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
But, Kevin, again, thanks for all you do. Thanks for all you do for CCA. Again, join CCA at the show, at all the shows, and be a part of what we need to be a part of to keep our right to go fishing.
Yes.
And that's what CCA is all about. Thanks to all the volunteers of CCA California for helping out at the shows and making this Bart Hall show, the PCS show, and the Bart Hall Long Beach show, all the shows, a success and the future of our fishing. All right. And thanks again for the Bates Reel, too. Thanks to Buddy Hughes. Appreciate that. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.